And welcome back to the podcast. Today I have with me, again, somebody I have known for a while now. Him and I are both mechanical engineers. We kind of went through this whole entire process together, and now he is about a week from graduating, maybe less. I don't know when you officially graduate, but this is Esteban.
Hello. Yeah, graduated in a week.
Dang. Already. That is exciting. So I guess like my first thing I wanted to ask you was, how does this feel? Just how did this last semester feel to you? Because this is like, we kind of already had our senior year, but this is like officially the end. So you're actually experiencing what people graduating on time, I guess, felt in the spring. Like, how do you feel?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This semester was interesting. I think I completely agree with you. Like, I think so far I haven't, like, it hasn't hit me yet. I feel like it might hit me next week, though.
Yeah.
But I do, like, thinking back of last semester, like, I think last semester was, like, one of my favorite, just because it was, like, a lot of, like, my tightest group of friends were all graduating. Mm-hmm. And so we really, like, made it a point to, like, hang out. Whereas now, like, we still talk and stuff, but they're, like, working. And, you know, like, I talk to Bailey every day, and she's just, like, working all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, Ashley and Levi and all of them were just all separated. And so it is different. No, it was nice kind of having everybody here and doing everything together. But, I mean, I still got the roommates. Love the roommates. But, I don't know. It's been a different group, but I still have had so much fun. And I feel like it'll hit me next week.
Yeah.
Like, pretty hard.
Yeah, no, I feel that. It was nice, too. I feel like last semester was also just everyone we came into college with. That was a lot of their last years. And so I guess collectively as a whole, like, that was a big group leaving. And we still have a lot of people left, like, thank goodness. But this semester definitely felt different, even for me, too. Like, I'm graduating in May, but it's just different because now another chunk of, especially our mechanical group, is leaving.
Yeah.
And people that I've always seen the past 4.5 years, now y'all are leaving. So that is nice. How do you think you've like taken the semester? Do you feel like you've enjoyed it? What have you been like doing since, I'm assuming you don't have that much school this semester?
I actually do.
Okay.
So I took a lot. I have a lot of classes this semester. I mean, I ended up taking this like money management class, which honestly is not that hard, but then I had to take English as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of like, I want to say 3 mechanical engineers or 4 mechanical engineers. So I'm on a full semester.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Honestly, like, if I'm being super honest, it hasn't been, like, super easy or, like, chill just because, like, jobs has been super scary. I still have not landed a job.
Yeah.
I have a interview next week.
Uh-huh.
I still. And so it's been kind of crazy, just hectic. I really want to go to Dallas. And so it's just been a lot of thinking about that, thinking about graduating. And it's just scary. But I don't know. I think I have tried to have fun. It's just I feel like I said, last semester, like, I can still hang with drinking and stuff now.
Yeah.
I can't do this as much I know. As I used to, especially junior year and stuff. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's been a tough semester. But, I mean, in terms of availability, like, I have been more available than other semesters. Like, I'm not staying in Zach until 2 a.m. or anything like that. I'm not doing anything crazy. But I just feel older. Like, after, like, co-ops, internships, like, I still go to bed, like, 10, 11 p.m. and wake up not super early, but earlier than I used to and stuff. No naps really during the week. So
yeah, I feel that with the whole drinking thing though, because this semester I've probably gone out to Northgate like maybe 5 times, and it's not that I don't want to, but I just can't hang like I used to. And when I'm out, like, I'm tired at 1 o'clock or I'm tired at 12:30.
Yeah,
and I don't want to be the party pooper. It's like, hey, I want to leave. But
I felt like the party people got this semester. It's just, it kind of got repetitive for me. Like, O'Bannon's, I still love O'Bannon's. That doesn't get repetitive because it's like the conversation's fun all the time. But like, Hefe, it's like same music, same dances.
Yeah.
But there's nights where I'm like, okay, let's dance. Let's let's have fun.
Uh-huh.
But there's most nights I'm like, I just want to like go home and sleep or watch a movie or something. Super into watching movies. And
Really quick, I don't think I'm taking the money management class, but I have always been interested in it, and I've seen it advertised. Like, I heard about it over like the mail blast, like the blasting emails or whatever that they send out. What have you learned in that class? Because I could definitely use some of that, especially going into the real world.
I think so. Most of the stuff that I've taken like really good notes for is just like a lot of the savings and investing, and then just like there's like a whole chapter about like buying a home, and so that's something that I want to do fairly recently, and it's like a lot of stuff about that, you know, like getting the people who kind of help you, like the not the contractors. I honestly forgot like the name of it, but that's why I took notes. And I something that we may have to take out is I've been like screen recording some of the videos.
Is that a bad thing?
So, you know, like they don't give them, like you don't keep them, and it's like modules online. So they're like, you can have them and you can only have your notes, but I've just kind of been screen recording them just so I can have, cause like thing is, I like the videos, but I'm not using them now. So I feel like in a, like right now, I forget them. I'm going to forget it. I'm not going to remember everything. But I mean, things I thought, there's one where it was like kind of talking about like, it was called Love and Money. And it's kind of like how much a wedding costs. And like, if you have to think about that. And then like how if you're going to like share finances with your wife or like your significant other, like how you're going to go about that, how you should go about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Stuff like that just really interested me. And I mean, my dad is successful, but like he did it all by himself, you know.
He had to learn.
Yeah. And it was also a lot in Mexico, so it's like I haven't done like any of the 401k, like he doesn't have a 401k.
Yeah,
he's an entrepreneur, so he has his own money, he's his own company, whatever, so he does his own thing, so he has no idea what that is. I don't think he really, I feel like if I talked to him, he probably wouldn't want me to, because he wouldn't like trust it. It's like it's such a like normal thing to do. Like I learned that in college and learned that in the class, and just a lot of stuff about that, because I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know how to do my taxes, you know, like I had to learn that through the class. So a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
Like that.
Don't worry. I'll make note to
take the class or what? To take it out. No, you know, I feel like,
honestly, I don't think
chill enough where like, I feel like he would be like, that's kind of smart.
I don't think that's an issue, but that's really interesting, because I mean, I remember my first time ever hearing the word like 401k. I'm like, I'll deal with that later. And because I was like a sophomore and in college, and then now here I am, and I'm like, shoot, like companies are offering this, like, and others are offering this. Like, how do you determine what's good? And then like the whole buying a house thing, like college doesn't really teach you that.
Yeah.
Or investing, like, yeah, you should invest, but like how much should you invest? Yeah. Or so.
And I mean, every single class is like, start when you're young, you know, like we don't need the amount of money that we're going to be earning. Like, we don't need it. There's no need for it for us. And I feel like I'm just going to want to splurge. And so just like have like one big thing that I talked about was like having those goals at the beginning of like, what do you want in like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Put that down and then like open, like mentally open a savings account. Put a certain amount every month or every paycheck towards each one of those things.
Yeah.
And that prevents you from spending it, you know. And then in 20 years, whatever, 30 years, you'll have it. And that's really... That was really cool.
Yeah, I got you. Let's talk about this whole like job process thing really quick, because I know like that's something that I know you've worked really hard throughout college to like even get your first internship or co-op. I forgot which one came first.
Co-op.
Okay. So kind of like walk me through like, as a freshman, I didn't know anything about internships. I only found out because other people were applying.
Yeah.
And I guess I would like to hear like how you've progressed and figured out this whole job searching thing, and maybe not like figured out entirely, but gotten more familiar with it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, so yeah, freshman year, I honestly don't know what, like, I think I had heard about the career fair somehow. And it's like first semester, like it was before we had gotten into free or anything, before anybody had told me like I should do it. I don't know. I think it was my fish camp counselor was like, hey, like engineer careers is coming up. Are you going to go? I was like, I don't know. He was like, yeah, just like make a resume, like I can help you out or something. Like, I honestly don't know how I made my first resume. I think like it was like there was something like after class, after 101, and somebody was hosting it, and I was like, sure, I'll go. And then I did my resume there, and then I went to the career fair.
Yeah.
And like I like saw some like free counselors there, and I was like, oh hey, are you still applying? I was like, yeah, what's up? And I just like talked to people, and I was just like super happy, like, cause I mean I had worked in back home, like I worked with my dad, and so I had some experience, but it was like as a cashier or like you know things like that. And so I would talk about that, like, and I was like, oh, like I might get a job, you know, like I legit thought like, you know, I was talking to like PepsiCo, and like I talked to PepsiCo my first semester, and they were just like, oh, like really great, like. Like, you're pretty good at speaking, but, like, you have no experience whatsoever. Like, come back, you know, things like that. Like, they would always just say things like, yeah, you're nice or whatever, but you don't have any experience. Like, come back to us next semester, next year, whatever.
Yeah.
You have more experience. And then cut to, like, I mean, after that, it was, like, free really instilled that thing into us. Like, mm-hmm. hey, like, you should really care about it. Like, all the Exxon trips and all that. I love doing yeah. that and kind of hearing that. And just the whole, like, oh, like, all these engineers travel and they're super successful and professional.
Yeah.
And so from there, I mean, I remember trying sophomore year. Didn't really, I don't think I even got an interview, though, sophomore year. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I don't, oh, I wasn't looking for it, though, I think, because I knew I wanted to stay during the summer. Mm-hmm. Sophomore year, stayed during the summer.
Yeah.
And then junior year was like, I need a job, you know, mm-hmm. like, I have to. So that was a really stressful semester because it was the fall. And it was like, I don't care about school right now. Like, career for a week, it's all about career first. So I remember staying up, like, until 4 a.m., working on my resume, figuring out what I was going to say and all this stuff. And then talked to Kimberly Clark, and then I got an interview, like, on, like, literally they texted me. I was super excited. They texted me. They're like, hey, like, we're doing on-campus interviews. Mm-hmm. And it was like, the same day they texted me, the next day I had the interview.
Yeah.
And that, like, my Kimberly Clark experience was the best. I uh-huh. loved it. 7 months in Paris, Texas was awesome. And I got to learn a lot about, like getting a paycheck, like that was
yeah because you don't that you're not used to seeing that yeah. money come in.
And it was like, I mean, at that point, like, to be fair, like, I was living off of my parents, like, mm-hmm. I worked when I was before, but like, I was like using my dad's credit card and mm-hmm. he's basically buying everything. So yeah. it was like, I got to the point where I was like, dad, like, I can like pay for my rent now, and I can like pay for my food and everything, like, you don't have to. And that just felt like so mm-hmm. grown up to me, and I felt so good. And I was working overtime, and it was, like, crazy how much you get for overtime.
It was, like, time and a half.
Yeah. It was literally time and a half, uh-huh. and, like, even more doing weekends. And so, and, like, people I work with, I love them. Like, it was such a cool experience mm-hmm. overall. And, like, I mean, I feel like you and I are kind of the same. And, like, I love to, like, dive into people in general. And so, mm-hmm. like, I knew I was going to be there for 7 months, so I, like, got to know these people.
Yeah.
Really, really well. Like, I've been texting one of the co-ops that uh-huh. was there. His name's David. Mm-hmm. I just, like, saw a LinkedIn post from Arturo, and, like, I love those people. There's a bunch of people that I would give shout-outs to right now from that place. And so, yeah, I mean, I worked pretty hard for that. I feel like I did good. I mean, I got some pretty good recommendation letters. And then so mm-hmm. after the co-op, ended in last fall,
mm-hmm.
came back. No, last fall?
It was your spring. So no.
2 falls ago.
Yeah, 2 falls ago.
Yeah. And then I came back for spring. And then that's when I got my internship with Siemens.
Mm-hmm.
So it was last fall. Yeah.
It was last fall.
It was
last fall. Senior year.
And then I came in for first semester, senior year in the spring. Got my internship with Siemens. And it was the same thing. I mean, so that was a virtual career fair. And so that one.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, it was, I mean, yeah, because in the fall I did virtual career fair and I did not like it. I was, like, figuring it all out. I remember, like, I talked to a couple companies. There was one company, I probably just won't say it. I don't know if
it's yeah.
or not, but I just won't say it.
Yeah.
But it was, like, I thought it went well, and then they said they were going to get back to me. They didn't. And that was, like, the first time that I've been, like, fully ghosted, like, by someone that I was, like, oh, like, this went really well. You know, mm-hmm. like, this went really well, and it was, like, complete ghost. I was emailing them, and they were not emailing back, so that kind of sucked. I was like, whatever, like, I had this spring semester, talked to Siemens, and, like, the interview process was awesome. I loved it. And the summer, same thing, like, just, I really wanted to go out of state. That was mm-hmm. something that I wanted to do. And I wanted, like, what did you want to go out of state?
Yeah.
I was just like, I think it would be such a cool experience to travel. Like, same thing, when I thought of, like, X and all these companies, I'm like, it looks really good when you travel, like, people appreciate that and love that, and, like, you learn, like, I was like, I've never been to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was, like, Virginia, South Carolina, a couple other places, and I was uh-huh. like, I would love to, like, go there and see, like, how people are, like, really live there would be kind of crazy.
Uh-huh.
And it was super cool, like, just, like, hearing what, like, they like to do and stuff, and, like, just how different it is. Like, it's so
pretty. Oh, yeah, it's so pretty there.
It was super, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I mean, from there, I applied to get a full-time position there, but I was really between, like, what I wanted to do and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really cool experience, but it was going to be a lot of travel. Mm-hmm. And I've really just seen, like, now I see myself really settling down somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of did not want to pursue that. And so what was hard about this semester, though, is, like, I felt like I tried, like, even there, like, even though, like, I wasn't sure if I wanted it, like, I tried so hard to get that job, you know, like, super, super mm-hmm. hard. And this semester, I feel like I did the same, and it just, like, has not been paying off. And so I guess that's been kind of rough, is, like, I don't know what needs to, like, what needed to change from, like, an internship or a position like that to a full-time. And I guess it is a lot easier, though, to get an internship or full-time job if you're, like, already in there. You know, already have that group.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that process, it's always stressful for me. I feel like it's gotten easier in terms of, like, my confidence and what I like to say in interviews and what I like to highlight about myself in interviews. Like, I try not to focus a lot on the job and more about like leadership and personality. I think that's really important to me too, is like I want to be somewhere where that's appreciated or like sought out. And I feel like Siemens was a company like that, that like really sought out people who like not just were good at doing their jobs, but like you like
good,
you
know, people.
like the interview process was like 6 interviews and it was like all with these like super high up managers, but it was like conversation, like it was like this, like it was like, okay, tell me about yourself, and the next question wasn't like, okay, tell me about the time when you had like a problem. It was like just a normal conversation. I'd be like, okay, like they would pick up on something that I said.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, like can you tell me a little bit more about this? Like, mm-hmm. what did you do? And it was stuff like that. Like it was, I love that company. I still talk to some of the people there too, and they were they were awesome.
Yeah. No, that's good. I asked that because like I know, I mean, high school doesn't really prepare you for this either. Oh, you know, like, and. It's kind of like the whole job searching process is just something that you have to learn by doing it. And it's like uncomfortable at first, and it can be uncomfortable after a while. But like, I'm sure you felt this after your like co-op offer and internship offer, but like, it's good when you can get it on your own and you show, like, it builds your confidence.
Oh yeah.
Cause I feel like it's, you could be the smartest person in the world, but if you're not, like, if you don't believe in yourself and you're, when you're talking to these people, like they want someone who knows that they're qualified, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's good that like you felt that, and I know like it's tough right now with the whole job searching thing, and it also, you kind of like you said, you funneled yourself into just looking in Dallas places too, right?
Yeah.
So that obviously I feel limits it a little bit, but I feel like as long as you keep trying, I mean, we have a career fair coming up in January too.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Definitely. So. Yeah. Like I, even if I don't get this job, which honestly, I really, really want this one now. Like, now that I've been talking to this company for like literally 2 months, like since career fair. I took career fair, and I've had like 7 or 8 interviews.
Oh my gosh!
My last interview, they're like, "No worry, this will be the last one." I was like, "Sick!" And then they emailed me like the next day. I'm like, "Actually, it was like an on-site one." I was like,
"Oh shoot!"
I graduate next week.
Yeah,
and they want me to go next week.
On-site.
Like, yeah.
Wait, that's good though. I think that's really good.
I think that's a good sign too.
Yeah.
It was a whole long story with that company, but it's a really cool company. It's like a family-owned company, and I would love it. They're basically like starting like a leadership development position, which is like I look for those positions. Uh-huh. That's the stuff I kind of want, and I didn't know that they had that position until recently.
Uh-huh.
And so it'd be like I would be like the first one, you know, and they would kind of revolve it like around that person first, and then kind of growing into like bigger cohorts and. So that would be awesome.
I hope it works out.
I hope so too.
I'll ask you more stuff off script, off this after.
But I guess, in terms of that though, I feel like at the beginning, like going back to sophomore year and freshman year, like I was just really naive about it all. Like I would not be upset or sad or stressed about not getting anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like junior year started hitting, like if I want a full-time job, I need to get an internship. And it was because I was seeing like these people like from freshman year, like Sporkin, and like people like, I know Leah Tomotaki, like she had an internship her freshman year when I was a sophomore, and I was like,
how are you getting this? Like,
and so I guess like I feel like I don't like to compare myself. Like I feel like I'm good at that, like not compare myself to each other, but I'm tempted like what do they do that I don't, you know, at times. And so it was like I just need like kind of focus in, hone in on it. And so I think there's a benefit into being a bit more stressed about it, but I feel like it's like, even though it sounds like it's super stressful right now, I've managed to not let it fully consume my life, but it's a lot scarier when it's a full time
job
and I graduate in a week for sure. But and like I think there's always like, I mean, there's always a chance that I can go home and be with the family and work with my dad, which I mean, that's what he wants me to do. He's always like, just find a job in like San Antonio or like Del Rio. And I'm like, I really would rather not. he really wants me to come back to the family company, and it's growing, but it's not something I want to do. There's 4 of my siblings there. I don't need to.
They don't need extra. Yeah. No, I got you. Kind of last thing about this whole thing, not really last thing, but I think it's just the people that we're around too. Like, as hard as it is to like not compare yourself with them, I think them being just so driven in that aspect helps you a lot. Cause like if they weren't doing that, I probably would start looking for the first time junior year. Whereas when I saw people who were our year, freshman year getting internships, or I see freshmen getting internships now, I'm like, you getting something makes me want to get it too.
Yeah.
And it kind of pushes me. And I think like big picture, like it is good that you're surrounded by people like that, because that means you're surrounded by the right people.
Yeah.
But it's just hard in the moment, because you're like, oh, like they don't have to worry about it anymore, but like I still do.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just another thing I have to worry about on top of school.
I think like it's not a competition, but like the comparison is still like, oh, like if they can do it, so can I, almost. Mm-hmm. Like it's like there's the hope that they also kind of bring.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about living in South Carolina this summer.
Yes.
Because I was in North Carolina this summer, and I didn't really get to go to South Carolina too much, but when I drove through, it was a lot prettier than I thought. So just kind of run me through like you going to South Carolina, like thoughts, your first time going there. Places you saw, traveled, what you did on the weekends.
Yes. Okay. I mean, okay. So I have really horrible memories. So I might take a second. But first thought was super excited to move there. Like for the beginning, I was moving there when the day after, like everyone, like Bailey and Levi and everybody graduated. I think, no, it was 2 days after. So it was like their graduation party ended like at midnight and they all went to Northgate. I went home to sleep because I was driving at 5 a.m. the next day. And so just the whole drive, it was a super long drive. I think like 14 hours through all these states that like I never
by yourself?
Been in. By myself.
Dang!
Yeah. And so it was super cool though. Like I was just super excited just to go to that state. Like I don't know why, like nothing like extremely special about South Carolina, but I was just like excited to go to a new state. And so driving out through like all these states, like I remember driving through Alabama and then I clearly remember it because it was super late at night driving through Georgia, driving through Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I just heard so many things about Atlanta, and it was like these massive, like it was like a 7-8 lane highway. And I was like, that is insane. Uh-huh. And it was super pretty. And like, I knew like Levi was going to be there soon. So I was excited to like time out how long it was going to be for the drive and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so let's see. Got there. I remember I got there and I hadn't figured out exactly where I was living. So to be fair though, one thing that, and I mean, we talked about it when we were there, so they were not great at telling us like who the other interns that were going to be there were.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be me and one full-time girl, and that's all I knew.
Mm.
But she ended up being an intern that had just interned there before.
Oh.
And then I didn't know that, because it was like, I was in the ELDP, like the engineering one, there's operations and stuff. And so like, I didn't know where I was going to live. And so it, like, what made it less fun is like we weren't as close, you know, for weekend stuff and stuff after work.
Mm-hmm.
We like everybody kind of went really different directions, and so I was really used to like Paris, Texas is like the smallest city in the world. Dario, Texas, same thing. Like Cal Station is not that big, so I'm really used to like having people 10 minutes away from me and being able to meet up halfway, so only 5 minutes, and then like hanging out. Whereas there, it was like, it was a whole thing. If you wanted to go like do something after work, it was like 20 minutes one way or 20 minutes the other way.
Yeah.
And then like you have to go home and change first, because you don't want to go in your work clothes if you're like playing volleyball or something.
Yeah,
that was tough. But I mean, mostly I loved going to this one place in Spartanburg. So downtown Spartanburg, I loved it. There's nothing like crazy about it, but it's like nice little main area. There's a brewery right there. And then right next to it was a pub. And see, I'm horrible with memory because I don't remember it. But it was super cool. That was like one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life. And pimento cheese. One thing pimento about cheese. South Carolina, I think they're pretty big on pimento cheese, unless I'm wrong. But pimento cheese was so good there. I never tasted it before. And like everything there had like pimento cheese fries, pimento cheese burgers, pimento cheese everything. And like I would always get that because I fell in love with pimento cheese.
Yeah.
One side note though, I remember when I moved there, I was like driving by and I was like, oh, like I wonder if there's like new like different fast food services.
There is.
Well,
right?
I mean,
at least in North Carolina. I don't know about South.
Yeah, I don't think South Carolina had any, but I remember seeing Zaxby's.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like we don't have a Zaxby's in Texas.
No.
And so I like went there and stuff, and then I called Bailey. I was like, yeah, I'm trying out this new like local place, and he was like, we have a Zaxby's in College
Station. Yeah, we do.
Have... Like I was like, oh, like I'd never had it before. So I ate a lot of Zaxby's there, thinking that it was like a South Carolina thing. But no, then if it wasn't South Carolina, I went to Atlanta a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Me and the interns got an Airbnb or just like visiting Levi. Mm-hmm. And that was super fun. I liked Atlanta. And like the Siemens headquarters is there too.
Oh, okay.
So that was super cool. Like I remember like I hung out with Ellie because I knew Ellie was there.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Was she operations or engineering?
She was engineering as well. And so I remember, like, we had this group chat with, like, all the ELDPs, like, Engineering Leadership and Performance. So, like, I hung out with them a couple of times there, went to, like, some bars. And it was, like, it was scary, though. You know the things to say about Atlanta? Like,
yeah.
I was in a shooting. Like, I was there.
A drive-by?
Yes.
Like, I was with in a Ellie?
Yes.
Okay, Ellie has talked about it multiple times.
I was in a drive-by, or next to a drive-by. We were in this bar, and I remember just, like, messing around with the engineers. We were, like, taking pictures and stuff. And then we just literally hear, like, three gunshots. And we're like, what the hell? So we all get into the ground.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, and then everybody, like, carried on, though. Like, 5 minutes after, everyone was like, okay. And, like, they carried on. We're like, we're all going home right now. Like, yeah. We're not going to stay here. That's so sketchy and weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, Atlanta was super fun. And then there was one time when we went to Myrtle Beach. That was a really fun trip. That was all the interns and Bailey, or I guess not all of them, most of the interns and Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
And that was beautiful too. A really beautiful beach. I didn't have great expectations for it. I don't know why. I think I was told like other beaches around there were better.
Yeah,
I was
like,
we wanted something cheap. Mm-hmm. But it was beautiful. I mean, if I would say it's like a nicer, like way nicer South Padre Island.
Yeah.
So it's like really pretty beach, a lot of like young like people stuff to do, you know, bars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean it was a good time. I enjoyed being there. What about you? What did you do in
North Carolina? I love North Carolina so much. I was in an area that I'd like to compare it as if you imagine like having Houston, Dallas, and Austin, but within like 30 minutes of each other all. Like it was like that. And it was like Raleigh. They called it the Triangle. It was like Raleigh, Chapel Hill, and Durham. So it was like three big colleges, like North Carolina State, which is like the A&M of North Carolina, and then Duke, obviously, and then UNC Chapel Hill, which is like Texas of North Carolina.
Yeah.
There's a really cool place. Whenever you talked about like finding new places, I thought you were going to talk about like Harris Teeter. We had a Harris Teeter. It's like HEB pretty much.
Oh yeah, we had Publix. I've never been to a Publix.
You had a Publix? Okay, yeah. Publix is really nice.
That's kind of cool.
We also had a Bojangles, which is like,
I went there once. I'm not a huge like biscuit person.
And yeah, that's, yeah.
Like, basically, all they have is like chicken biscuits.
Yeah.
But I did go once.
I was also looking out for a new fast food stuff as well. For interns, it was just me and two other people, but I kind of made. So I back up. Before I moved to North Carolina, I reached out to like my HR because I always just expect there to be other interns, and I'm just like asking them in February, like, hey, can you give me the contacts? Yeah. So I texted that group or like those two people, and we ended up getting really close. Like we still text every now and then. But then while I was there, I was like, I wonder if there's other interns like in North Carolina.
Oh, that's smart.
But the thing is like, whenever I asked and I found out they're like 4 hours away, and I don't know, I just wanted to meet as many people as possible. So my manager was very chill and was like, hey, as long as you get 40 hours in during a week, I don't care how you get them. So I was like, awesome. I'm going to front load my week. I'll do like 9 hours Monday through Thursday and then work like 4 hours on Friday and then drive to the other city where the interns are and just hang out with them. With like, I never talked to them before. I like messaged them, I guess, and said, hey, I want to come over and have y'all show me around. And that it was just so much fun too. But North Carolina was such a great time. Like I'd love to go back there. The company was great. The people were great. I don't know. You grow up and you hear East Coast and you think like New York, you think about all the big cities, but like there are some places in South Carolina and North Carolina too, which I guess they're pretty underrated.
Yeah.
And Greenville, too.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, I love
Greenville. Was
I forgot about Greenville. And I remember, so, I mean, we'll stick with Greenville first. That was my very first improv comedy show in Greenville.
Yeah.
It was so
That was funny.
It was so freaking funny. Like, I was laughing so hard. And we went again, and that time it wasn't as funny, so I was kind of upset. But I mean,
same group of people?
No, so first time it was just me and Bailey, and we just had, like, really low, because we're like, it's a really local place. Like, there's like, our expectations are just so low. And they, like, I was almost crying laughing. Like, yeah. It was just so funny. It was a really good group. And you can tell they were all just friends, just like doing skits
together. Yeah.
So it was really, really funny. And the second time, I would think it was me, Bailey, and Levi. And, or maybe just me and Levi. And it was still funny, but it was like, they had like a different set. Like, it was like more about movies for some reason than Halloween, I think. And so it was just, it was different. But yeah. I mean, I love Greenville. Greenville's super cool. That the park that's right by there,
It's
really pretty. A lot of the food there was so. I love cities that just have like that's how Greenville was to me. I feel like the whole main street was just like food after food after food after food. And like, I love that.
Yeah. Did you get to go to the farmer's market there too?
No, I never got to go to that. My one of my fellow interns like lived in Greenville. That's why we couldn't really hang out with her too much because she had to like drive.
Yeah, that's far.
But. We did go there one morning, but there wasn't a farmer's market that day because it was a Sunday. I think we should do them on the Saturdays.
Yeah.
Another one was when Levi, right before Levi moved up, so his parents' friends have a house in like
Asheville.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we went like wine tasting, and that was like the fanciest thing I've ever done. Uh-huh. It was so nice. And, like, I'm not a huge wine person, but, like, literally after that, I was, like, I like red wine. Red wine's pretty good. And it was, like, just so fun to, like, I just felt so, like, mature and old, just, like, sitting around, talking with these people, drinking wine. And, I mean, we got a little tipsy that weekend, so it was really fun. It was a fun time.
Yeah. Asheville's a beautiful place. That's where the other interns were, where I drove to. And it's just... Because, like, where Raleigh is, there's not many mountains there. It's pretty far east. But once you get into Asheville, that's when, no matter really where you are, like, you can see the landscape change around you. And I just think that's so beautiful. Like, I always thought I was a beach person for some reason. But then after seeing, like, the mountains around you, I'm like, dang, this is also nice, too.
Yeah, it was super pretty. Like, all I remember driving from Spartanburg to Asheville. Mm-hmm. And there's this one part where it's just, like, you're looking at these mountains, but they just, like... The mountains are filled with trees.
Yeah.
It's just like
they keep going. It's
a green mountain.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy. Like, I've never seen anything like that before. And I was just like surrounded side by side by mountains. Like,
yeah.
See, like in Texas, you just like look to the side and you just see like crops or something. Like, it's just super flat.
Uh huh.
And so that was something that like was super crazy. I mean, like, I enjoyed driving around there
a lot. No, I get that. It's funny driving back though, because I drove back with myself and I was like, oh, these mountains are so beautiful, but I know they're going to go away soon. And I think, like, around Atlanta, I was like, yeah, I don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
But that's good. I did want to ask you, too, so throughout, and I'm going back to, like, college stuff now, but throughout your time in college, I think pretty much every year you've always had, like, except your freshman year, you've always kind of played that older figure type role, like an older sibling or like mentor to like freshmen, right? And I was just curious, like, what has that been like? Because you're a counselor in Free, you're exec, you're big. Do you feel like it's kind of been the same every year, like when you're interacting with freshmen? I don't know. I've never had like younger siblings before.
Yeah.
But I was just curious, was that like how you imagine like being an older sibling is, or do you have younger
siblings? I don't have younger siblings, but I have like a lot of nephews and nieces, but it's definitely different. So like, cause like, I mean, it's like, it's like you almost have like a twin. Like, it's like, you're going through the same kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess like, so I would compare sophomore year was more like having a twin, you know. It's like, even though I was a counselor or whatever, like, I felt like a freshman. Like, I was like hanging out with all of them all the time. Like, my committee was like, they were over all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dan, like, me and Dan literally hung out almost every single day, whether it was studying. And, like, I remember Cameron, too. Like, it was me, Bailey, Levi, Cameron. I remember a lot of those nights we were just, like, in Zach till 3 a.m. whatever. And it was, like, we were the same.
Yeah.
And then junior year, I would say, was a bit different. Like, junior year, I just... I don't know if maybe I acted different or they acted different, but I just felt older. Like, I just didn't feel like I was the same. It was the same with the counselors still, but with the freshmen, it's more like, oh, like, you're older, like, you know more or something. I'm like, not really. But there was a couple of freshmen that I still kind of hung out with, but it was different. Like, I honestly remember a lot feeling really old because, like, I didn't have TikTok or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I remember they came in and they were just all about TikTok and stuff, and they were always talking about it, and I just, like, am old? Like, is this like what people felt when like Vine was over and they were just like, oh, like, I don't know. It was super strange to me. Like, there was a lot of the references and things that they would talk about that I, like in the group chat and stuff, that I was like, what the heck are they talking about? So it was interesting, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I've always loved that. I think in general, just like making friends. And I think there's always something about like talking to people in general that makes it fun. And usually with free, like, you find people that want to talk and like want to have their conversations that, like, you know, they're not super shy. And even if they are, like, they have something unique about them. And so I've loved being a part of the organization. Like, literally, I talk about it. I could talk about free for hours. Mm-hmm. And it's all I talk about in interviews. But yeah, I mean, I guess going back to the question, what was it like just being the older figure? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess sophomore year didn't really feel it. Mm-hmm. Junior year was when it got more serious, because it was like the whole picking of the counselors was kind of tough. Mm-hmm. When you were kind of like really close with all those freshmen. Mm-hmm. And then I guess, yeah, like looking back, I wasn't super, super close with a lot of the freshmen. I was like friends with everyone, but I also, like, junior year, there was a time, it was ending of fall semester, where I was like, I feel like I just felt really drained. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other stuff was going on, like relationship wise and personal wise. Mm-hmm. And so it was like I really wanted to focus on myself second semester junior year, and then COVID hit, so it was like different. And so I wasn't able to do the same thing I was able for freshman year, like make a lot of freshman friends so free, which I slightly regret, but also like I was able to really dive into like the friendships that I had. Like, I feel like I had a lot of friends. I mean, like, not like I'm super popular or anything, but like I had a lot of people who I thought were like really close friends, but I was like, it was in the superficial level, really. Yeah. A lot of them were like, obviously not my roommates and a couple other people, but I really wanted to dive in. Like, I kind of chose who I really wanted to dive in and really did that. And then like COVID hits, so, like, it was even more tough, but it was also nice because I could just like hang out with my roommates a lot more and hang out with them and mm-hmm. do everything with them. So that was really, really great.
Yeah. What do you think is like a trait of yours that you felt was really developed throughout the past 4 years or 4.5? And it can be multiple, but maybe.
I mean, I think like going back to just like, I feel like junior year, I just had this like shift where I was like, I feel like I'm still slightly a people pleaser, mm-hmm. but not as much. Like, I'm like, I want to say, how, like, there was times where something would make me mad and I wouldn't want to tell anybody about it because I didn't want them to like think that was unreasonable. Or I would convince myself that I was being unreasonable at times. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, sometimes you just got to let it out. And so, I think it just emotionally, stuff like that. And it was really good. Like, with the roommates, we started this thing. Like, I come from a family where it's like, we don't really talk about our problems that much. Like, we kind of
deal like, with them behind closed doors.
I mean, it's a small town. So if it's like family problems, then it's like, you don't really want to make a big deal out of it, because like everyone will find out or whatever. And you just don't want to like have to deal with that after. Mm-hmm. Or if it's like personal, like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, we just don't, like, we talk a lot, mm-hmm. but we don't talk about like emotional things, really.
Yeah.
I feel like until recently, like, my mom's kind of started trying to do that with us, but, and I'm like, we tell each other like, I love you and stuff, but it's like, it's different, you know, like, and I feel like I'm going through different things, and I know like there are certain things that I probably wouldn't be able to talk about them, because like, we're younger, so it's a different generation, you know. There's some things mm-hmm. that like we can speak about that maybe they can't. Mm-hmm. And so it was really nice to have the roommates to really like talk about, like, I'm feeling this way. And like, sometimes like crying with them, or like, you know, doing stuff like that. Like, and it was okay, you know, like nobody ever judged, and mm-hmm. and just talk about like whether we have family problems or we were stressed about something or just didn't feel good at the time, you know, like talking about that. Like, I've never done that with anybody before. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, that's why I was really into hot seats.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about hot seats, I was like, oh, that's so cool. Cause like, I don't know, I'd never done anything like that where I was just asked anything and like had to answer it.
Yeah.
Like, it was a pretty deep question. So I love that. And I feel like I've grown a lot, and I've grown to like seek relationships that like do that, you know, like mm-hmm. really talk about how I feel. And I don't know, I feel like emotionally I've gotten better at like speaking my feelings and how I feel, and understanding to like sometimes I'll feel like something like anger or something like temporarily, and then it'll go away soon. Like realizing that about myself and not suffocating in it or stopping it, but like allowing it to happen and then like letting it go also.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's interesting you say that, because I grew up from a family that doesn't really, like, we'll say I love you, but we don't really talk about our emotions with each other. It's very much something you deal with on your own.
Yeah.
And so college was also the first time for me where I felt comfortable doing that. Because before, like, I had friends in high school, and, like, sure, maybe, I had, like, probably, like, two or three, like, close friends. But college was, like, I guess the first time that I would openly do it. And, like, have other people do it for me, too. Like, I loved hot seats just as well. Because I was like, oh, like, I like people get to learn about me. And I get to learn about other people.
Yeah.
And it's not just surface level. Like, I'm sure, I know you're the same way. But we can only hold, like, a surface level relationship for so long before we're like, okay, it's actually taking more effort to keep on this surface level than it is to, like, die. Like, I just want to learn about you, but you don't want to. So I kind of have to, like, tread water a little bit. But
yeah, it's kind of like forcing you to become close, but it's like, it's good. I think it's good. I think it's like, I find a lot of stuff that I want to talk about after with someone more like individually, obviously. Like, sometimes people don't feel comfortable because it's a group, which is fair.
Yep.
But I feel like I gotten to the point where like I'll pretty much mostly say everything I feel if like I'm asked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anybody wants to, like, continue the conversation later, like, I'll definitely be up to it. But there's some people who, like, would rather not do it in a group and rather just do it one-on-one, which is, like, completely understandable.
Yeah, no, I get that. What do you think is, like, what's, like, the dream for you? Like, just what's the dream?
A 5-year, 10-year?
It could be as far out in the future as possible. Maybe, like, once you get the job stuff, like, set down and you don't have to worry about anything else. Like, what is, and maybe not even money, too. Like, what's your dream?
Dream is, well, the idea currently.
It switches a lot.
Is settling down in Dallas, getting a job, manufacturing. I enjoy manufacturing. However, I would do some, like, design. Design is really fun for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a lot of sitting down, whereas operations are more.
You're on the floor a lot.
So I enjoy that, like, walking around and kind of getting up out of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
Manager, like recently I've been thinking, like, just cause I saw how quickly you can like grow in this specific company that I'm looking at, like plant manager would be kind of cool, but like, it's like, I need to learn, you know, like I don't know everything about what a plant manager does, obviously, because I'm still in college, but, I just want a job where I know I'll be good at it and I won't be stressed out. And I feel like a lot of the managerial stuff and operations is very much like talking to people, which I love to do, and like managing people, which I also enjoy doing, because I try to become friends with them. And then in terms of life, like, I mean, settling down, marrying Bailey. I want 4 kids. One big decision that somehow started in my co-op was I want a Great Dane. But I think I might have to wait until I'm like 30 and have a house.
Yeah, that'd be especially for a dog that size.
Want to build my own house. It's really nice because me and Bailey talk about it a lot, and we kind of have the same taste on like housing, like just aesthetic in general. And like, I love that too. So I grew up with my dad like building my now home and then another 2 homes. And so I just, I don't know, got really into like how a house is laid out and all that stuff, and really researching that. So building my own home, hopefully starting some type of like shop thing. Like, I'm glad that Bailey's dad like just got a CNC machine, so I feel like I'll be able to take advantage of that. If I go in Dallas, like, I'll just be like, yeah, I'll help you out with anything, and like, I'll just be getting the experience too, and it'd be super fun. Like, I love, it's just so creative to do woodworking stuff and kind of be able to, like, if something's broken in your house, just get your CNC and do it or something like that. And then I mean, hopefully getting to a leadership position where I can have like time off. Like, I don't want to be, I do want to work a lot now. Like, I do want to slightly prioritize work, but because I want to get to a position where I don't have to, you know, like hopefully after 5 years where I'm just settled enough and I have proven myself that like, I do care about the work and I do try hard and I do want, I don't know, the best for the company or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to the point where, like, I can take care of myself, like, physically, take care of myself mentally, and then, like, really give everything to my kids. You know, like, I want to be that dad. Because I feel like, which, like, no disrespect to my family at all, but, like, there's... since we own the company, mm-hmm. it's really hard to, like, leave early and stuff.
That
like,
makes do all sense.
Stuff. Yeah. And so, like... I remember I was never genuinely upset about it and stuff like that, but like, and my dad was older and my mom was a bit older, so like I was like the youngest of five, and so there was times where like they couldn't make it a game or they couldn't do stuff, and like I wasn't upset about it now, but like I saw that there were other dads there, other dads like were like my best friend's dad was like there for everything,
yeah,
and so I want to be like that kind of person who's like there for every single little thing that the kids do and really there for them. Like if we talk about overall, ever since I was like, I want to say, like, 10, I thought about being a dad.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's, like, how, like, this whole, like you said, like, being, like, a, not father figure, but, like, an older person to, like, people. Mm-hmm. Like, I've just always wanted to be a dad, always wanted to have children, and mm-hmm. and always thought of myself like that. So that's the goal for sure, is, like, get providing them, having them, and loving them. That's
I love the full goal. I love that. Yeah. I think you'd make a fantastic dad, honestly. I think, like, it's just in your personality, it suits you. And, I mean, four kids is a lot. I've only had to deal with a family of two kids, including me. So I know you're used to a different family size, but I think I always am for more kids, I think. I think kids, like, having one kid's too boring. Two kids is, you know, that's when you start spicing it up. But once you start adding three and four, maybe, like, six might be a lot, especially, like, financially. But, no, yeah, I agree with you. I think, especially with, like, work, you know, I don't think, like, you don't necessarily have to be, like, passionate about your work. But what you need to do, and especially with, like, mechanical engineering and for us who, like, might not want to do specific mechanical engineering stuff, I think it's important that, like, we realize that it provides stability, which is, like, very huge, at least for me. Mm-hmm. And that I might not be necessarily, like, staying up late at night and waking up super early because I'm passionate about work. But I know that at the end of the day, work is going to be what supports me and my family. And that's already enough to get me out of bed because I know my family is relying on me. And so... I don't know. I think it's interesting, and I agree that you said that you want to get to a point where, you know, work is important. It's always going to be important, but, like, you also want to get to a point where you can maybe step back away a little bit and focus on your kids especially.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, I also want to travel and do all these stuff, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like there might have to be a point in work, like, early on, like, you just have to mm-hmm. treat it like school almost and, like, really give it your all.
Yeah.
And then kind of like, okay, be like, okay, you know, I've because I feel like at first you're just so new, like you have no idea what anything is, so you mm-hmm. have to spend those extra hours really learning everything about the company. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it just kind of becomes really smooth, and like once you got your contacts and know everything and know who can help you with what.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know, like, whenever people are like looking at jobs or companies that. Maybe, like, when we were younger, we were just like, I don't really care what company, I just want a job. But when we're older, we definitely have a lot more, like, okay, I want a job, but, like, I also want a company that's going to treat me like this and values this. Mm. And when you do that, you kind of have to know what, like, your own values are. And so I was curious, like, what are, like, maybe two values of yours that you feel like are just, like, a non-negotiable?
Should be added to the bonus. That's something that I've been thinking about recently, because the one thing that was super cool about my 402 class was they talked about it for a moment about, like, negotiating your salary or whatever, negotiating all this stuff, and kind mm-hmm. of, like, you have to have something, you know, you have to have things.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of base it off of, like, my previous internships at co-ops, like, kind of what I've seen and what people have told me that I do mm-hmm. that kind of maybe some of people don't do or just don't, like, think to do. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, I mean, it's weird because I don't like, it's like, I feel like I'm bragging or whatever, like showing off.
No,
like one thing that's been said, and I mean, I agree, like I'm never the person to like sit around. Like I feel like there's has been times where I've seen like other fellow interns or co-ops, like just be at their desk, like on their phone and stuff. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, I don't know if it was instilled in me or something, but like, I mean, I probably, because my dad hates him when we're on our phones. like at work and stuff. So I like don't have my phone with me really. Like I put it in a drawer or something and I'm just like working. If I don't have work, like I'll go out. And like I most of the time I found work fun. Mm-hmm. So like, if I see like an engineer struggling, like helping, like that's kind of also the nature of me of like service, like helping someone do something is really fun because I get to learn what they're doing and they like get to talk to them as well, get to know them. And so like I feel like that's one thing that I do a lot is like when I have no work to do, like I'll go up to someone and be like, hey, like what are you doing, like do you need help, and just start gonna start making conversation with them, talking with them, and it usually leads to like something that's still work related, but then I also become friends with them, which is like super helpful. And so yeah, like I think that's a really important thing in operations is like I love going on the floor and like really talking to the people on the floor because they're like literally geniuses, like people who have been there for like more than 10 years.
Oh yeah,
they like know some tricks so you're like what the heck? or like some people that just give you stuff like, oh, like there's always free food like on Tuesdays at this hour here, and you're like, oh sick, like it pays to like know those people.
Yeah,
but I don't know, like just that aspect, I guess like a little bit of leadership aspect, like I feel like I've always been the intern to be like, okay, let's make a group chat. What are we doing this weekend? What are we doing after work? Like always talking. And so I always look for companies that have stuff like that, like have like some type of service event that they want to do. And it's been hard because I mean, my first co-op was during COVID.
Yeah.
This one was also during COVID. So like all these companies like say that they have all these like cool service events where they help like with 5Ks and all that. And, like I want to do stuff like that when I'm in full time. Like. Mm-hmm. Also do the whole like giving back to the community, but because like I genuinely enjoy doing it, like I did it a lot in high school and like when I was younger too, like I was in this group with my mom and we always do like little things like that, like even just like helping like 5Ks, that's a typical thing that they always do, like helping out in a 5K or going around like Christmas time, like all the wrapping presents and then kind of hosting, like the we would host these dinners where you can help and out and stuff, so
yeah,
doing stuff like that, I feel like I enjoy doing that and I enjoy like organizing that.
Do you like hosting? Like,
yeah, I like hosting. Uh-huh. And so I feel like that's something that could be like you could bring to a company because some people like to do it but like don't really know where to start and just kind of stops.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I'm always the person to like, let's do this. Like, let's get something going and let's do something about it.
Yeah.
And so I guess those are two things. Two or three things that that I would like always talk about is like the whole of initiative, I guess, and some type of leadership in terms of organizing things.
Yeah. You mentioned the whole like talking to people who have like been there for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Those people are funny too.
Dude,
and
yes.
Like I've been in two plants. One plant where like the people on the floor I was interacting with were like younger, like maybe like early 30s or something. But then I've met people who could realistically be my like my dad. Like they're old. And they're funny, and yeah, it might take a while for them to warm up with you or warm up to you, just because, you know, they've been doing that for so long, and they don't want somebody who's only been there for 2 weeks to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
But once you establish that relationship with them, like it's so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was one guy at my work who had been there for like maybe 20 years, and there are people who are like. When I first got there, they're like, Victor's like, stay away from him if you can or whatever. And I was like, I mean, he's on the team that I'm on, so I have to get to know him. And at the end of my internship, they're like, I don't know what you did, but he seems a lot like he's nice to you, I guess. And I'm like, I don't know. I just treat him like this or whatever, really. But yeah, I think it goes all goes back to just like relationship building. And we're both people who very much like value that. We don't just show up to work just to do our work. We want to get to know the people we're working around with. And I think it also shows with your, like, you take initiative to, like, bring people together, like, hosting or, like, maybe even if it's just creating a group chat, but, like, creating opportunities for community to be made,
yeah.
I think is a big one, too.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. So maybe people don't utilize that group chat, but it's there if people need it, you know?
I'm the person also who's, like, spamming that thing. Stop. Like, what are we doing? So that's can get annoying, but I feel like it always ends up, like, it got to the point with my Kimberly Clark interns where, like, we were almost in tears when we were leaving. You know, like, it was that type of friendships where we were just, like, so close. Mm-hmm. It was, like, their front door. So there's two guys. I mean, everybody's, like, one of the two interns were literally like 5 feet away from my front door. Like their front door was 5 feet away from my door. Mm-hmm. And the other one was like maybe 40 feet away. So it's like, that also goes to just like Kimberly Clark. Like they rent out these apartments for the co-ops year round. So, like, you're always basically staying there unless you want a nicer place. Yeah. And they weren't like the best place ever, but it was just fun being around them. So I don't know, just that it was really nice after Kimberly-Clark to see, like, I can build a community at work. Because I thought it was going to be like, I go to work and then I go home and, like, that's when I hang out with my friends and family. Mm-hmm. And so it was after Kimberly-Clark where I was like, I need to find a company that, like, I want to be friends with those people. Because, like, I always talk about this. I remember seeing the statistic where it was like 80% or 70% of your life after college. No, I want to say like after college is like 80%, and then like overall it's like 80 or 70 is like spent at work. Mm-hmm. So like you better like the people that you work with, and you better like the work that you do, or else like you're not gonna live a happy life. And I remember that was before getting my co-op, so I was like, holy shoot, like that's crazy. So I was really glad to see like, oh, like I can go to work and have fun and like love the people that I work with.
Yeah.
Again, shout out Debbie and Arturo, all of those guys, and Brian. They probably won't listen, but
who knows? I'll send it to them. Yeah. If you weren't doing engineering, what do you think you would do? And like all things being equal, like pay, what do you think you'd be doing?
Ooh. Oh, just like.
Like job wise.
Anything. I've always wanted to work with kids, but the first thing that came to mind was architecture. Like like I said earlier too, I love like buildings, like just especially like the modern ones are just like super like earthy, where everything's like green or it looks like a barn and stuff. Like I think that's always been super cool. Mm-hmm. Like interior design. I feel like that would be super cool. Something with design now, like I think 3D modeling has like been so much fun. Like I thoroughly enjoy it. But if it's like, I could like spend like hours on it, but I feel like it's not healthy for like physical health to like just be sitting in the laptop all day. But yeah, anything creative, like architecture or 3D modeling or like kids, like it'd be fun to be like a, I feel like you could just be like a soccer coach though. I feel like I would get enough because sometimes kids can be a lot.
Yeah.
But something like either a PE coach for like kindergartners or people like a bit more older, like
high school,
middle school, because I feel like those are like really defining years. And so but I think more of like a counselor almost. I feel like that would be really fun to like because I feel like I remember how I was at that point but like maybe not, you know, like I said, like the growing emotion and all that, like I wonder, like because I was never the person to, like, go into my counselor's stuff. No. Like, I feel like it was really only, like, I mean, I feel like it was really only, like, the bad kids. Like, there was some of them there. Yeah. But I feel like it would be super cool to, like, just bring everybody in. Like,
Or, like, make make them sign up for, like, a 30-minute slot.
Yeah, that would be super cool. Like, I think something like that would be really fun. Because I feel like, I mean, my high school didn't do it, but I feel like I've heard of high schools who do that. Mm-hmm. Or do something similar to that.
Yeah.
And so just kind of, like, because I feel like I said, like, those are really defining years where, like, a lot of stuff can happen. Like, not going to college is, like, such a huge thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, not doing good in high school. Like, even middle school. Like, if you don't prioritize school, like, yourself then, like, you miss out on so many things. Like, I just think about, like, people in my hometown or stuff who, like, didn't get to go to college for some reason or another, just didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And just, like, wondering, like, why, like, what could have changed, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's always something that sometimes I think about. Night I'll see the snap and I'm like, oh, like I wonder, like, if they had gone to like my school, what they like, who they would have hang out with, or what they would have done, or what they would have studied.
Yeah, so some sort of like, not like counselor, not like a psychiatrist or whatever, but like,
yeah, just like have conversations with them, you know, to like open up, because I feel like not necessarily I didn't need that, but it would have been cool to have that. And so I that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I do think a lot back to like how I was in high school, and I was still like fairly open with my emotions. I definitely wasn't like emotionally mature, but I know high school is all about like how you're perceived, and if you do this, then like people automatically put you in a box and say this is what you are.
Well, that was something I want to ask. So high school, okay, it's funny, we always do this game where like whether we were like, if we were friends now, whether we would have hung out or not, whatever. But not even that, just like comparing how you were like senior year, junior year of high school to like freshman year of college. Like, I feel like I was like similar in some ways, but really different in other ways. Like different crowd that I would hang out with. And obviously because of free, but also just like in Doria at least, like there wasn't much to pick from. Like if you were in a certain org or in a certain thing, like you kind of had to hang out with those people and that was it. Or like you know, there wasn't like a lot of people to hang out with, whereas college it was like 60,000, or I was like, that's how many people there are in Del Rio. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And so I remember thinking freshman, like, I want to like find friends, you know, I don't want to have to like not settle for friends, but like also just like find people who like think the same way as me. Because I remember at times, there was times where like my closest friends, like, we wouldn't think the same about some things, and it was like pretty big things, and I was like, oh, like, that's interesting, but like, I didn't want to like change, you know? And so we just like wouldn't talk about that stuff anymore, wouldn't bring it up. So I liked like coming to college. So I was wondering like if you had the same experience of like being pretty, because I mean also like I had an older brother who basically did the exact same stuff I did. So it was kind of like everyone like knew me, even like years up, even like freshman year of high school, like the seniors knew me because I knew him. And so it was kind of like expected for me to be the same or like similar. And so I'm kind of was like not happy, but like it was different of coming here, like nobody knowing me, like me having to make friends by myself, you know, like I feel like I didn't have to do that in high school because like people knew him. So it's like I already had friends, and I had friends in high school and stuff. So it's like it was different.
No, I mean, for me in college, it was definitely a different group than what I hang out with in high school. But I honestly treated at least the first semester of college just like high school. Like I said, I had probably like two or three really close friends in high school that I still will keep in touch with from time to time. But in high school, it was a lot about, like, my friendships were formed through an organization, and I relied on that organization to keep me and my friends together. But I would never do stuff outside of school. Maybe it was because of parents, and, you know, they didn't really, I mean, they didn't discourage me from hanging out with friends, but they never encouraged it either. And so I never really thought that was an option. So I thought, you know, I'm going to get close with these people through events that my school organization will put together. Like, I was in band, I was in baseball, and I would rely on after school practices, and that's how I would bond, you know? And I treated freshman year of college the same way, to where whatever Free was doing, I would go to it, but then I didn't do anything after because I figured everyone just went on their way. And then I realized, like, I'm not getting close with people, and it's not their fault. It's honestly my fault. Like, I'm not really putting in any effort to do that. And I think that's whenever I started to make that switch of high school to college, was I'm not just going to go to an organization meeting and that's going to be how I get close with people, but like getting food with others, or like maybe I want to go study and I don't have to, but like I don't know what else I'm going to do. But maybe I'm, instead of studying, I'm going to go hang out with these people and like have some fun or whatever, you know? And I think I learned to prioritize time away from studying and realize that was just as important as studying. Like, I'm obviously going to prioritize school and grades, but like I need to prioritize the people and the relationships that I could be making. I think that's whenever the difference started, because I was not good at that at all in high school. I didn't even try at all in high school because it just happened for me. So
no, same. I feel like I need to switch back to came over my grades. Like, sophomore year, it was really bad.
Sophomore year was horrible for me too.
It was mechanical, but it was like, I want to go to this Free event, so I'm just going to try my hardest for an hour and submit it, because I want to go to this. Yeah. I want to see my kids. I want to like hang out with these people and stuff.
Yeah, I remember there were a couple of times too, because I would study with Jossie, and she'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to spend 30 minutes on this, and then I'll worry about it later, but like, I have this event I have to go to, and I was like,
well, no,
bless your heart.
Now I'm thinking, like, even freshman year, like, guys' night. Like, guys' night was Thursday night, and we usually had math.
I know. Thursday night. Which was dumb.
And so, like, I remember once I'm just being like, I'm just going to submit this. And, like, I want to go. I think we're playing, like, Monopoly or something. I'm, like, Rake's house, and I was like, I want to go play.
Yeah.
No. That's bad. I need to switch. I mean, I guess I don't need to anymore. I'm graduating.
Yeah. But I have a few more questions for you. What's something that you're looking forward to after you graduate that you can focus your time on that maybe in college you haven't really been able to focus your time on, if there's anything at all?
That's really good. Something I want to, and hopefully saying it to your millions of followers will
get me keep you accountable.
Yes, is I really want to go back to like the physical, like working out. I loved it in high school, and I think what was easier about it is like it was set for me. You know, it was given to me. Like, coaches were there. It was a class. It was done. And so I found it really hard to do it by myself. There was like a point junior year where I was so good at it. Like, I was training. I was literally like training to go do a a half marathon, and then like COVID hit, and then just kind of like stopped. Like I was still kind of working out, but not as much. And then same, it's been hard with work. So working out for sure. Like I'm set on like prioritizing my health, not eating out as much. But I guess in terms of like activities, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to like exploring like wherever I live. So like Dallas, like I'm looking forward to exploring that. Cause even like talking to Bailey and stuff, like I went to hang out with her a couple weeks ago and there was this place in Grand Prairie that was like super cool. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, like that'd be super fun to like, just like, I don't know, like explore things, try new things. She's talking about like doing classes, like that'd be super fun. Yeah. But just like, I don't know, just really like enjoying life. Like I need to like find something, like I said, like even if I'm going to be doing a lot of work, like doing things that will make me like happy and enjoy and I don't know, just have fun, because I feel like it's going to be harder due to work. Mm-hmm. And so like there's nothing like I guess said that I'm like, oh, I'm for sure going to be doing this, but other than like working out, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of like an actual activity or something that I'm like wanting to do, but there's nothing really that
that's okay. You'll probably honestly figure it out when you're there.
And I feel like now, like I didn't limit myself. Like I didn't, like I said, it's not that I didn't care about school. It's just like, I didn't let school stop me from doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I guess, socially, mm-hmm. but I did give the excuse of like, I can't go work out because like I have to wake up super early tomorrow because I didn't do this now.
Yeah.
So maybe like, I don't know, giving myself a bit more of a schedule and a kind of discipline mm-hmm. is something that I am looking forward to after college, because
yeah.
it's going to be all about me. Like, I feel like right now my life depends a lot on like, what's Ryan doing? What's Hayden doing? What's the fifth year scrap group chat doing? What's like my littles are doing? What is Dan doing? And so it's a lot about other people. Whereas I feel like immediately after college, it's just going to be like mostly about me and Bailey, you know, mm-hmm. which will be a lot nicer because then I won't feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah.
Which is great. Uh-huh. Because now it'll be more about me. Cause like literally if I plan to work out like in an hour and then someone is like, oh, we're going to Abandon's, like, I'm going to go to Abandon's. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go work out because I'm not going to want to miss out. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. I need to stop doing that because sometimes it's okay to miss out. Mm-hmm. And I just need to convince myself of that.
Yeah. It's hard too, though. It is really hard. I asked Hayden and Ryan this question too, but what has it been like living with them and Ty too, for the 4 years? 4 years, right? 3 years? Three and a half?
Yeah, I want to say 3.5, maybe 4. I mean, I guess
it is 3. Year, yeah,
but now, yeah, I think 3.5. Yeah, almost 4. Yes, it has been great. There's a lot that I can say about it, but I think I like realize how lucky we are, you know, like I just look at, I remember like thinking like sophomore year, I think going into junior year, like people changing roommates after sophomore year, and I was like, why, like like what, like, and I guess I found someone like fair to like that kind of fit them a bit more, mm-hmm. but to me it was like I don't, it's not like that we fit well or like the perfect fit or anything. I think it's just like we made it a point to hang out a lot, like sophomore year, like I remember freshman year when Hayden texted us, I was like, Hayden wants to live with us? Like, I was mm-hmm. like, I don't really, like, I like Hayden. I don't talk to Hayden, though. Mm-hmm. I talked to Ty a lot. And then I felt like I was fairly close with Ryan, but also, like, not, like, I don't remember us hanging out, like, a lot freshman year. But to be fair, like, I hung out a lot with my high school friends freshman year. Mm-hmm. And so it was sophomore year when we're just, like, it's just so fun to live together, you know? And I think that is one thing that we do fit is, like, we are all similar, like, humor and like jokes, and we're all different in our own way, and like I'm definitely the messy one. I mean, probably said that, but I don't know, it has been like probably the one thing that I cherish them that I cherish them about college. Mm-hmm. It's them for sure. Mm-hmm. And Bailey, sorry. Wow, I think it's hitting me now.
Hey, no, you're good.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's been so cool to see, like, you guys just stick together.
And it was the whole thing. Like, I honestly don't know who it was, but it was, like, sophomore year. Like, we decided to, like, hey, like, I don't know if it was we were stressed out. I want to say maybe it was Bailey. Like, she might have been stressed out because, I mean, that girl is involved in every single organization out there.
Yeah.
On top of the 4.0 that she basically had. Mm-hmm. But it was like one night we would just stay up really late watching TV or something, and we're like, okay, let's just sit down and like talk. And it was like then where we're just like kind of saying what we were feeling, saying what was kind of bringing us down then, and it allowed us to like kind of keep tabs on each other, be like, hey, like, how's that going, how are you doing, and then like joke about it after that or like talk about it, and it was just awesome. And then we were able to just really build like a great home. And I remember like thinking, like, sophomore year, it was always the thought, like, I want Ty. Like, it was Ty was always the one who like was super busy in school, yeah. And he like needed to keep his GPA, not that he needed to study that much, but he was like, I need to keep my GPA for scholarships and stuff, and he really cared about school, which is fair. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that boy did not need to study as much as he did. He is a genius. Mm-hmm. Already,
he's so smart.
But anyways, he was still awesome, and we'd hang out plenty, but like obviously it was like me, Ryan, and Hayden a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And then same kind of the same junior year, but then I mean COVID hit, so like he hung out with us a lot junior year, obviously. And then senior year was, like, the best. I mean, I guess I had one semester with him, but it was, like, so much fun. And I mean, I look up to Ty so much, and I love that guy. So I love that he was, like, able to hang out with us. And now we talk, and he's just like, oh, like, I miss it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I bet you do, bro. No, but I'm happy that he said that. And, like, that was one person where, like, I wonder if, like, if we'll hang out after, you know? Because, like, I know for sure I'll hang out with Hayden and Ryan, and like I love Ty so much. I'm like, I hope he like wants to hang out with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, oh, he'll answer my messages or emails when I text him like 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Like, mm-hmm. After senior, I'm like, no, that guy's like definitely gonna stay in my life forever, yeah. Too. So, but yeah, it's again, I don't talk about it a lot, but it's a great, great group.
Yeah, no, there's a good group.
And I do know how lucky I am, because I see it, like not a lot of people get that.
No.
And I don't know how it happened, but it's just. Mm-hmm. Just fate, man.
Yeah. There you go. Crazy. The final thing I want you to do, and I've been having a lot of people do, is so I like to journal. I like to like keep track of my thoughts, but whenever I don't write, I try to do audio journaling. I kind of just made it up myself. But it's whenever I pull out my microphone, I talk to it. I actually did one last night. I just talk to it for however long I want, and then I just save it as a draft. And listen back to it whenever I want. Like, I'll title the audio file, like, the date I did it, and that's it. And why I like doing that is because it's okay. Like, I can always go back and read what I was writing, but it's another to, like, hear yourself say it, you know? Because,
yeah.
Like, you go back and you're like, dang, I really thought this was a big deal, and it really wasn't. And, like, you can actually hear it in your voice. Like, there's a couple of them where I'm, like, not, like, crying, but, like, I'm just, like, devastated about something. Yeah, it really didn't matter. Yeah,
you're being such a wimp.
Honestly, well, no, not you. But the reason why I say all of that is because I want you to kind of like do one for yourself right now, where you're like talking to Esteban in the future, and it could be like a mess. I want it to be like a message that you can listen back to a year from now, 5 years from now, like 15, and it still applies. So I'll go first. I'm going to do one for you really quick.
Okay.
So you hear like kind of what it can be like, and you can obviously make it however you like.
Okay.
But I'll start. Hello, Esteban from the future. This is Victor from the past. I'm glad I got to do this podcast with you right before you're about to graduate. I don't know when you'll be listening to this, but I just want to let you know, like, it's been so cool getting to see you grow over the past few years. I know, like, freshman year, I honestly didn't really get to know a lot of people too well, but like over the years and obviously through mechanical and our mechanical engineering chats and just the people we were around, honestly, it's been really cool getting to see the way you just like treat other people. You're so caring. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, I like service, or service means so much to me, but like it actually, like, I see it in you, you know, like it's a big deal to you. And it's not just like serving people who might need it. It's also serving people who might not know they need it. And it's like serving your friends. And I've seen the way you treat other people, Bailey, your roommates, people who have already graduated, and you still very much value that relationship. And I really respect that in you. That's a trait that I work hard and try to do. or try to implement into my life. And so I hope that regardless of where you go, or regardless of what conflict comes in your way or hardship, that you never compromise that part of you, because that's something I feel like not a lot of people have. And I want you to stick with it, because that sets you apart, and it sets you apart in a very good way. And any friend or any person, any company, anybody honestly would be lucky to have even a fraction of that in their life. And so I just hope that regardless of where you go, you keep that part of you strong, because that's very important. And also too, I hope that, you know, I know you've went through a lot of struggles maybe with mechanical engineering, and like I struggled a lot too, and I'm not somebody who breezed through it, so I know I can relate to you with this, but I hope that you getting through this major and you going through college and, you know, going to South Carolina and living away from family and all those situations can get uncomfortable at certain times, but you've shown that you can like push through it, and life is going to keep throwing things at you. And I hope that you never feel like you're not able to do it, because you are capable of doing it. And if you're not capable, if you don't think you're capable of doing it alone, I mean, you have so many wonderful people surrounding you who will support you and help you through that. So I guess those are my two things. Just keep being who you are and don't ever doubt yourself, because you've went through a lot the past few years, even before college, and here you are, a changed man. So that's pretty much my message to future Esteban.
Thank you, Victor. Hello, future Esteban. Get on your phone right now and immediately text Victor. Thank you. I would want to tell my future self to... So one thing I am bad at now that I hope I get better at is keep up with those friends. Like, don't be so self-involved in your life that you don't keep those relationships. Be there for your family. And it's hard.
You're good.
Be there for your family, for Bailey, whether she's your girlfriend or your wife. Be there for your friends, who are basically your family as well. Old and new. And enjoy it, man. Like, don't be too stressed out or give attention to things that are so little or gonna be so little. You always have those people, and that's why you need to prioritize them. People like Victor who get you to do stuff like this and cry. But it's so good. It's so good for you. Man, what else? I mean, think what I'll be doing right now. Hopefully you're not listening to this because you're sad. Hopefully you listen to this because you're happy and looking back on the good times. Try to come to as many A&M games as possible, even though they'll be super expensive. But yeah, I mean, really the main thing that comes to mind is really keep up with those friends, because you haven't been great at it, and you need to make sure that after college you keep those relationships, because they've been there for you, so you need to be there for them. And yeah, work out, bro. You're getting freaking fat. And crows, stop eating out. Cook healthy. Join a gym or CrossFit or something. But yeah, I think that's the gist of it.
There you go.
All right. Stop crying, bro.
Hey, you're good. You're good. They can. I've cried on a couple of them too. And honestly, sometimes when I listen back to it, I'm like, dang. Like, I start getting a little emotional because I'm like, I don't know. Like, I can look back at pictures and videos, but like, hearing just yourself talk is just a different thing. So
yeah, I feel like it's like starting to hit me, like so many things, and just like. Like, it's like I'm really thinking about the future right now. It's like, oh, like, where am I going to be? You know, like, that's so cool. It's like, think about, like,
yeah.
Hope you're doing good.
It is scary, but.
I mean, it's exciting, but it is like, I don't know. For me, it's just so emotional. Like, I just think of, like, where I hope I am, mm-hmm. and I feel like it'll be in a good place, but I mean, you never know, so hopefully I'm not
hey,
not doing great.
I don't know if Ryan mentioned this to you, but he said something when we were doing this. He said, Victor, wouldn't it be crazy if all of us just lived on the same street growing up?
So that's something that, like, I don't think it'd be possible. Oh, wait, if we lived, like, if we used to, or, like, when we
grew up? Oh, like, when we grow, when we have kids.
No, that's something, like, I don't think it'll be possible in, like, 5 years, but maybe, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
That's very doable. I feel like a lot of people would have to sacrifice, which is why I would, like, that would really suck. Like, I don't want them to, like, do this just for me or, like, but I feel like I feel like I would do it. Maybe Bailey might take some more convincing because she really cares about, like, where our kids grow up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I really do want to be close to family. So, if it's somewhere far away from Texas, that'd be tough.
Mm-hmm. But if it's in, like, like Dallas, I would do right now, honestly.
I would do Dallas. I would do Houston. I would do San Antonio. Like, I don't need a super fun city or a crazy awesome place. Like, if I have – if it's, like, college, like, if I have my friends – or, like, I mentioned Kimberly Clark, like – 40 feet away from my door, at least like two or one.
Yeah.
Like, I will be the happiest 35, 45 year old ever. Like Bailey's dad has that. Like, Bailey's dad hangs out with, I don't know if we're about to end.
Oh, no,
I'm
you're just, good. Like, you're totally about, good.
He has, like, his core friends. Like, they were all in the core together freshman year. They hang out almost every weekend. Like, every weekend that I'm there. And, like, all the kids went to A&M, you know, obviously, because they were super huge, like, core people. But, I mean, they just look like they're having a blast. And so I hope, and I do still have really high hopes for myself and for my friends. That, like we'll keep in touch, you know, all of us will keep in touch and all of us will talk. But I do find it hard to have really, really, like, fun experiences through the phone, obviously, or through, like, you know, not being person to person.
Yeah.
Because I just sometimes I don't want to talk about it because I just will make them feel like I'm missing out or something, or, like, make them feel like they're missing out on things. So it's just so much fun to, like, be there, you know, and experience those things together. That way you're not telling, like, your story. You're telling, like, your story to each other again because it was so funny or because it was crazy. Or, you know? So... that is one thing. Wait, but where were you going with that about Ryan saying that?
Oh, no. I was just saying, like, that would be, like, if we're just taking, like, let's just be unrealistic for a second. But, like, if everyone in our, like, fifth year's chat, for example.
That would be a blast.
And there was, like, for some reason, a new neighborhood in Dallas that was being freshly built. And they had, like, 15 houses, like, in a little, either cul-de-sac or part of the street. And then... Well, all our kids are, like, the same age, and we're at, like, soccer games or baseball games together or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, like, I would want to live in the same house. Like, I don't know if Ryan and Hayden tell you, I am, like, the cuddler of the group.
Uh-huh.
Like, I will go into your room and jump in your bed and sleep in your bed randomly sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I used to do a lot more sophomore year. Now, like, I'm older, I guess. Yeah. But, like, sometimes I think I mostly sleep in Hayden's room. Sometimes I'll sleep in Ryan's room. If I'll sleep in Ryan's room, it's because Cassie's coming over and she's sleeping in my bed, so then I'm just sleeping in Ryan or Hayden's.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's just so fun to, like, just lay in bed and talk sometimes or hang out, wake up in the middle of the night, just, like, lean over your buddy.
Check on
Yeah, when Bailey's not there, I'm like, oh, like, I think physical touch is, like, something that's amazing. Not, like, in a gross way.
No, obviously,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's just, like, someone's there for you.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it'd be so much fun to, like, have, like you said, everyone in the fifth year's group chat, that'd be so fun.
That'd be a fun street.
It's like the softball team, come on.
I know.
We're a mess, but we're fun.
That'd be great. But, yeah. All right, Esteban, thank you so much again for doing this with me. I really appreciate it.
The invite, man. It's super cool. Super, super cool podcast.
Thanks.
Really cool experience.
Well, that brings us to the end. We'll see y'all on our next one. Peace out.